This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. The city streets are returning to normal today after being awash in green yesterday as more than a million Eagles fans came together to celebrate the team's Super Bowl 59 victory. The parade kicked off at the sports complex in South Philly and culminated with a party on the parkway and the steps of the Art Museum. That's where KYW's Mike DiNardo and Scott Graham were camped out.
Through airborne confetti and pyrotechnic smoke, Eagles players, coaches, and the front office stood on the iconic Rocky steps to celebrate their Super Bowl 59 win. Scott Graham, it's a place where Jalen Hurts didn't expect to be.
No, perhaps he did not, or at least he didn't expect to be there right away.
I told myself that when I got drafted, that I wouldn't come to the Rocky Steps until I won a championship. And now we're here. I know this year, this team has had to battle through so much. This team has had to fight. But I know about this city, one thing we do, we fight.
And that all-for-one approach was at the center of head coach Nick Sirianni's comments.
You can't be great without the greatness of others. And we look at all these guys that we have on this stage of team's not celebrated enough. This team is special.
Sirianni and the players made sure to thank the fans, many of whom lingered long after the players had left. At the Art Museum with Scott Graham, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The police are investigating a double shooting near the Eagles parade route that left two women shot in their legs. KYW's Nigel Thompson has that story.
Authorities say the shooting happened near the porta potties at 23rd and Parktown Place, just a block from the parade route along the parkway, around 2:35 Friday afternoon. Police say a 27-year-old woman sustained a gunshot wound to her left calf, and a 20-year-old woman was shot in the upper left thigh. Both were taken to Penn Presbyterian, where they are in stable condition. Officials also say the shooting happened after a fight broke out when the boyfriend of one of the victims attempted to cut through a crowd to the porta potties. They say he was punched in the face and a fight started between him and a group of males. Then someone fired a gun indiscriminately, striking both victims. Police were not able to locate a scene, don't have any recovered weapons, or have made any arrests at this time. They're asking anyone with information to contact the Philadelphia Police Department. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Now, this shooting was less destructive than the one in Kansas City at last year's Super Bowl parade. There, one person was killed and 22 people were hurt, including 11 children. The Montgomery County DA is offering a reward in hopes of identifying the person who was shot and killed a man sitting in his car. The Montgomery County DA is offering a reward in hopes of identifying the person who shot and killed a man sitting in his car Thursday night in Norristown. KYW's Nigel Thompson with that story.
27-year-old Cesar Flores Diaz was found dead in his car by Norristown police officers just before 9 p.m. Thursday on George Street near Elm Street. Officers were called to the scene for reports of gunshots, and authorities say they found Flores Diaz with multiple gunshot wounds to the head. A subsequent investigation led authorities to surveillance video from across the street from where Flores Diaz was shot. The video shows him parking his Volkswagen CC when a gunman runs up to the driver's side window and fires multiple shots. The gunman then fled north on George Street towards Elm. The video of the shooting has been released to the public, and authorities are offering a $5,000 reward for any information leading to the gunman's capture. Anyone with information should call Montgomery County Detectives or Norristown Police. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A simple party invitation to a new neighbor captured on video has inspired thousands around the world to host their own gathering. The virtual cultural moment is known as Doug's Winter Party, which will be held today at 4 p.m. until the cops come. It says here,
The man at the center is an 87-year-old Army veteran from Bucks County. KYW's Kristen Johansson spoke with him and his hope to inspire unity.
87-year-old Doug Turner has lived on his block for nearly two decades and wanted to host a party for his neighbors to meet each other. So he wrote up an invitation, complete with a hand-drawn snowflake, which said, "Doug's winter party from 4 p.m. until the cops come."
That's the line I've always used for parties.
His neighbor captured the moment on her Ring camera.
"And that's an invite to a party on February 15th.
Okay. And posted it on TikTok, where it's been seen by millions of people across the country, like Boston and Alaska, and the world, like Australia, inspiring them to host their own neighborhood party.
If it helps people start to talk to each other and maybe just ignore some of this horrible stuff we see on the news sometimes, or not ignore, maybe try to do something about it, but at least sort of lighten their lives a little bit, I guess that's a good thing."
The endearing moment caught the hearts of celebrities like Michael Bublé and Bethany Frankel, who wanted to join, Bublé offering some of his whiskey for the party. Businesses from all over have also offered their goods. But it will be a quieter night at Turner's. About two dozen neighbors, some snacks, and good cheer.
"I just hope that the fact that they watch this and seem to like it, maybe that will spread around a little bit and there'll be more friendship instead of gunfire and stuff like that."
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Fans of Queer Eye may remember the show's fifth season here in Philadelphia. Well, the Fab Five are coming back to town with a live event at the Miller Theater. KYW's Sabrina Boyd-Zirka spoke with the show's fashion expert, Tan France.
"We shot at this place where they had two rival cheesesteak."
Yep, Pat's and Geno's.
"Yeah."
Tan France has many fond memories of Philadelphia, from walking around the University of Pennsylvania campus to eating at Little Nona's and Zahav. The Fab Five team up on each episode of Queer Eye to help someone remake their life, from fashion to home design to emotional reflection. But France says the live show will be a little different.
"We're not doing a makeover. It's an interactive version of what you see on the show about the Fab Five. So we're going to do BTS. We're going to talk about how a scene actually goes, how the show is filmed, who we were before all of this, some of the funniest stuff that's happened behind the scenes."
It will also be a chance to get to know their newest cast member, Jeremiah Brent, who France says has revitalized the show.
"Because Jeremiah was new to this, he was so excited about each day. It was as if an audience member joined us. I was able to see it through their eyes."
Queer Eye Fab Five Live will be at the Miller Theater on February 19th. Sabrina Boyd-Zirka, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the oldest theaters in the area is asking for the community's help. KYW Sharaday Howard reports, after years of water damage, the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville desperately needs extensive repairs.
The theater was built in 1902. So you can see that this theater, unfortunately, has experienced some water infiltration over time.
Jennifer Carlson with the Colonial Theater explains that the theater is one of the last surviving of its kind in Chester County, and with age comes a multitude of problems, and community concern has also become a factor.
People always ask, when are we going to fix the interior walls, the paint, and the wall fabrics?
However, she says repairs to the root cause must come first by securing the exterior envelope of the building.
So that's why it's so important that we will repoint and repair some of the mortar on the exterior before we can even think about repairing some of this interior damage.
And pointing to the upper right ceiling area in the rear of the theater, she says this is where she hopes the community will step in.
We need $240,000 to actually do 75% of the wall. So that's up to the proscenium right there.
If you'd like to pitch in and help, go to the Colonial Theater website and make a donation. Sharaday Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thank you, Sabrina. That is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.